MacNeice says in his poem, "And always we walk out again." I don't, however, walk any further than the shadow of its tallest tree. In front of me is a low farmhouse with a lopsided cannon guarding its gate. A small black and white dog begins barking at me, joining this cannon in its sentinel role. Its barks attract the attention of a father and son who are clearing stones from a nearby field. Hearing the dog, they pause in their throwing of stones into a makeshift wooden cart and look towards me. Beyond them, I can see the rest of the village. Electricity pylons, an advertising billboard. Further off again, a lorry drives along a road. Compared to the translucent light and stillness of the wood, this view seems suddenly complex, invaded, and difficult. And so I decide to walk no further, but, waving to the farmer and his son, who both raise a hand in reply, turn around and follow the path back into the wood instead. In doing so, I make the end of my walk a new beginning, and, as I accept the embrace of the wood once more, allow myself again to be cut adrift in a closer, smaller, more timeless world.
The last in this week's series of essays, Winter Walks, was presented by Owen Shears, and the programme was produced by Duncan Minchell. Listen to all five of this week's programmes again online via the BBC Radio 3 website, and do tune in at the same time on Monday night when we begin a new week of the programme in which writers and other artists look back at their early work and tell us what they think of it now. Just Juvenilia, the essay, Monday to Friday nights next week at 10:45. This Friday night, it's just gone 11 o'clock here on BBC Radio 3. High time for World on 3 with Lopa Qatari.
Thanks very much, John. Well, it may be cold outside, but I promise if you stay with me, you're not going to feel it, because my guests tonight are Cuarteto Fuego and Jesús Hidalgo, who make up the Tango Fire Company of Argentina. Also tonight, we're going to be introducing two new features on the programme. I'll tell you about them in a minute, but let's get the music going with a song called Dimianinka from contemporary Hungarian folk rockers Mesecinco.
Oh,
Messer Cinco, a Hungarian band led by singer and guitarist Ola Anna-Marie. She sings in seven languages, including Finnish and Arabic. And the album Kinilok, Open Up, offers up tunes that are just as diverse as her. I'll try and squeeze in another track from that album later on in the programme. I'm Lopa Qatari and this is World on Three. Tonight my guests in the studio are Argentina's tangoistas Cuarteto Fuego along with their singer Jesus Hidalgo, who are currently in the UK performing at the Peacock Theatre at Sadler's Wells in London until the 14th of February. So if you're not sure what to do on Valentine's Day, I believe there are still a few tickets left and you can take in some intoxicating tango. Also coming up on the programme is a new feature on World on Three called Album of the Month. On the first Friday of every month, we're going to ask someone with a keen taste in world music to come into the studio and play tracks from an album of their choice. It could be a new release or one that for them stands the test of time. Tonight, I'm delighted to say that to inaugurate this strand is leading music journalist Robin Denslow. Now, I don't envy Robin having to pick just one album out of the pack. I find it hard enough whittling down the contenders for the programme each week. But an album that's really got me excited is Gandadiko from Malian Songhai bluesmaster Samba Touré. I guess excited is not quite the right word because the album itself is more on the heart-wrenching side than the uplifting. But it is just beautiful. Have a listen to this. Turi Ije Bibi, Black Fruits.
Задумал старый дед другой раз жениться, сел на лавку, думал, думал, другой раз жениться, другой раз жениться, дела не кляется, сел на лавку, думал, думал, дела не кляется.
Под кусляне, на-на-на-на-на.
Real Road, a folk band breathing new life into Russia's roots music. That was The Old Man's Plot from their album Past the Gates. Well, we've already been to Hungary, Mali and Russia. Let's leap across the seas to Trinidad. This is King Selewa and his Calypsonians with a song called Selewa. It's hip sway music with a smile in its heart.
Yo 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 selewa, wa ya 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 selewa. Si mwen 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 pou maye, ba mwen la jan mwen. Wo yo 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 selewa, wa ya 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 selewa. Si mwen 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 pou maye, ba mwen la jan mwen. King Selewa come from Togo. Oh yes, and I want you to know. King Selewa sing kaiso wherever I go. Wo yo 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 selewa, wa ya 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 selewa. Si mwen 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 pou maye, pa mwen la jan mwen. Bigina sa selewa twini, I sing kaiso just like me. I prove the singing ability so powerfully. Wo yo 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 selewa, wa ya 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 selewa. Si mwen 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 pou maye, pa mwen la jan mwen. I better than Jab Molasi, I wiser than Moko Jumbi. Every time sing like Trinity, me go bezodi. Wo yo 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 selewa, wa ya 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 selewa. Si mwen 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 pou maye, ba mwen la jan mwen. Selewa means the king in Creole, king without a throne but great soul. Selewa pleases one and all, him so brave and bold. Wo yo 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 selewa, wa ya 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 selewa. Si mwen 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 pou maye, ba mwen la jan mwen. Swinging composition, this song achieve my ambition. Recalypsonian. Wo yo 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 selewa, wa ya 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 selewa. Si mwen 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 pou maye, ba mwen la jan mwen. King Selewa join in the fet, a silver chap play round his neck, full of mystery and secret, wearing a mulet. Wo yo 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 selewa. Wa ya 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 selewa, si mwen 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 pou maye, ba mwen la jan mwen. Selewa king of the jungle, his rivals they moan and grumble. Got to know me blood is noble, selewa zumble. Wo yo 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 selewa, wa ya 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 selewa, si mwen 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 pou maye, ba mwen la jan mwen. A star is born in King Selewa. He reached number 10 in Canada with Kaiso and Kalinda, Kaiso Mania. Wo yo 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 selewa, wa ya 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 selewa. Si mwen 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 pou maye, ba mwen la jan mwen. Wo yo 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 selewa, wa ya 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 selewa. Si mwen 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 pou maye, ba mwen la jan mwen.
Thank you. meadow.
تصيله
فكن حرفا لتعجبها لتعجبها ويعجبها ارتفاع الشيل من شيء إلى ضوء ومن ضوء إلى جرس ومن جرس إلى حس فكن إحدى عواطفها لتعجبها ويعجبها صراع مسائها مع صبرها عذبتني يا حب يا نهرا يصب وجونه الوحشية خارج غرفتي
A bit of bossa nova from Lebanese singer and visual artist Tania Saleh. She Doesn't Love You is on her album Shwayat Shawar. A few images. Before that was a bit of Atlantic Swing from Portugal's Orquestrada, the delightful cafe solo from their album Atlantic Beat, made in Portugal. And so it's time to turn to my guests tonight, Cuarteto Fuego and Jesus Hidalgo, who've just come in from their performance at Sadler's Wells tonight. And they're going to start with an instrumental number called Reverado.
Thank you.
Our classic tango there, romance and heaps of attitude. Reverado, a piece written by the man associated with modern-day tango. Of course, it's Astor Piazzolla. Well, two members of Cuarteto de Fuego are going to join me here. The pianist, Matías Fejín. Have I said that right, Matías?
Yes, Matías Fejín.
Fejín. And violinist Christine Breves. Tell me, guys, are you all from Buenos Aires?
I'll answer that first. I'm not. Everybody else is from Buenos Aires or from the province of Buenos Aires, which is also a state. And I'm the only one that's from the United States.
So how did... Yeah, and what about you, Matías?
All of Buenos Aires, so... Yes, we live there, we work there, as Christine also, because she is like another Argentinian.
An honorary Argentinian.
Yeah, yes. I've been there for 13 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so that's quite a lot.
So this this tango company called the Tango Fire Company.
Yes.
Is that something that you set up together, Christine, Matías?
No, this is my first time playing with them. I just got recruited into the company, so I'm the newest member.
Well, we are part of Tango Fire since the year 2011. Yes, it is. And we shared many tours with the guys. And, well, Christine, as she said, she is new. And we were all... you know, very well known in the tango circle. So the company convoked us to be there with the company. So
yeah, we're all colleagues and we work together quite a bit in Buenos Aires. Everybody, there's a lot of freelance, and then there's the tango houses. So everybody has work and some people have nightly work. I met Matías in a place called La Esquina de Homero Manzi. So
yes.
there must be, you're talking about all these sort of tango houses and stuff. There must be an awful lot of competition to play tango and to have people want to come and listen to you rather than go somewhere else.
Actually, you have many offers because tango has... Many ways of expression. So there's place for all of us. So yes, there is competition, but it is healthy, I think. So we have to do our best to be different or to show another thing or artistic thing.
So what is it that makes your kind of tango unique or distinctive?
Well, I don't know what you think about that.
I think when you're making music with anybody, so much has to do with the people that are integrating the group. And that's what's great about this group. Like, I've played with Matías in a very stock arrangement place, and then I've played with Facundo someplace else, and I've met Clemente in a tango orchestra. And it's nice because in a group that's small like this, we're all soloists, and you have to get used to how everybody plays, and everybody has their special qualities. So I think that the more flexible that you are, and then you're just your musicality, we have already changed quite a bit of things from how we were just rehearsing them 3 weeks ago in Buenos Aires, because
yes.
I was reading all of the parts for the first time, you know, and...
I think it's something dynamic, you know? Yeah. It's always changing. So what makes special this group is the people... that makes difference, and we are really devoted to music, so that's something that it's really important for. Yeah.
And it comes out of the music. I mean,
also we enjoy each other's company. Yeah. You know, I'm getting to know these these guys. I've never had to spend 3 weeks with any of them. This is my first tour with this company, and it's really nice to know, to get to know new people, because we were thrown into a situation on stage, mm-hmm. and then, you know, and we're becoming good friends, and I think that our friendship also is like, I think we're becoming better friends because we relate
together.
So well yeah. on yeah. stage.
To like support each other on stage. Meeting.
Yeah, mm-hmm. there's just a really nice chemistry in this group.
So you're going to do another song for us now.
We're going to do a few more.
A few more. You're going to do at least one more right now. And it's going to, you're going to have Jesus singing it.
Yes.
Which piece is this?
The Piazzolla, Vuelvo al Sur.
Vuelvo al Sur. I have to say that Jesus is one of the best singers in Buenos Aires, and it's a pleasure to have him in yeah. this company.
He's amazing.
He's oldest in this company. So.
Well, he really looks the part with that yeah. fabulous slicked
back hair.
You can
let his voice mesmerize you.
Well, we shall get ready to strike the pose and for some classic tango with Jesus Hidalgo on vocals. This is Vuelvo al Sur.
¿Cómo se vuelve siempre al amor? Vuelvo a vos con mi deseo y con mi temor. Llevo al sur como un destino del corazón. Soy del sur, como los aires del bandoneón. Sueño sur, inmensa luna, cielo al revés. Busco al sur, el tiempo abierto y su después. Su buena gente, su dignidad, siento al sur como tu cuerpo en la intimidad. Luna, cielo al revés, busco al sur, el tiempo abierto y su después. Quiero al sur, su buena gente, su dignidad, siento al sur, como tu cuerpo en la te quiero su.
What a voice. Jesús Hidalgo singing there with Cuarteto Fuego. And they're going to be back with us in about 20 minutes' time. You're listening to Lopakotari and World on 3. Still to come, the pick of the month from Robin Denslow. World on 3's maiden voyage into BBC introducing, plus a Slovakian tune that has a definite feel of the Orient to it. Now, earlier this week, Radio 2 presenter Mark Radcliffe announced the nominees for the BBC Radio 2 Folk Awards. It's a mighty list of the well-known, like Bella Head, to the not-so-well-known, such as Josiane Clarke and Ben Walker. You might remember the sweet, sweet voice of Josiane, who was here on the programme with Ben just a few weeks ago. The full list of the nominees is up on the BBC website, where you can also vote for Best Album. So to mark the countdown to the awards, which are being held in Cardiff's Millennium Centre on the 22nd of April, here's a tune from Maz O'Connor, who's up for the Horizon Award. Maz is currently on a tour called Women Folk. Tonight she was in Clitheroe and tomorrow she's in Barrow and Barton on Humber next week. Go see her if you can. She was talking about the Women Folk tour on In Tune on Tuesday, and at the same time she sang song.
See how those London lights are gleaming through their frost and falling snow. Sleep on, sleep on, my blue-eyed treasure. Your mother's gone.
käsiteltiin pihamuas lähtiessä ja sinne erotti toiset jo lähettiin, kun se pakinat, kun ne lujen jo semmoset uhkapakinat, niin toiset lähettiin sitä peltua myö juoksemaan. No sissonpojat jälleen. No se ei muuta kuin se kylsön Iivana, kun konjekka se vihelti vaan snaukkaa, jotta missään kaverit ollaan siellä, kun peltua myö juhtisi alamäkeen. Se yhte, kun päästihin nämä könöset, niin ne oli hyvin urmakat miehet. Siston pojat, ne lyötiin paha päivä, siksi tämän Veitsel ihan sanottiin, jotta kai suonet näkyy yhdelle. Siston pojat, se oli se suuri tora siihen aikaan, Pokrovan aikaan.
Oh, all a little bit exhausting there. An exploration into sound and movement from Finnish group Putti. On the World on 3 page on the BBC Radio 3 website, you'll find full details of all the music I'm playing tonight. You can also listen again to the programme on the iPlayer for the next 30 days. There's a lot to see and hear on the website, so keep a track of time. Before you know it, hours will have passed. But there are lots of clips and sessions that you can download, listen to or watch from the many years that the World Music Team here at Radio 3 has been recording music from the far-flung corners of the globe. I've got one tasty bit from the archive for you towards the end of the programme tonight. And the very first offering from the World Music category of BBC Introducing. I guess you could call it BBC World Introducing. And if you uploaded your tune onto BBC Introducing, it could be yours that we have chosen to play tonight. All will be revealed in about half an hour's time. But right now, my other guest tonight is Robin Denslow, journalist, broadcaster, music aficionado, who has chosen our album of the month. Now, before we talk about the album, let's play a track from it first. It's from a band called Force Lights, and this is Crossing the Bar from the album Salvo.
Dark, and may there be no sadness. But your tide is moving, seems asleep, too full for sound and foam. When that which drew from out the boundless deep turns again.
Crossing the Bar, a track from False Light's album Salva, an album that has captured the attention of Robin Denslow, who's with me in the studio. Robin, a very warm welcome to you.
Hello.
quite an anthemic song, that, isn't it?
It is, a big, big folk rock anthem, and totally unexpected, I thought.
Yeah.
It was not what I was expecting. Well, I'd never expected these two to get together. It kind of took me by surprise, and Sam's Carter is one of the main two of them, is a fantastic singer-songwriter, as you know, and acoustic player, writes very thoughtful songs, a lot about contemporary society and so forth. Jim Murray is extremely experimental. He started off as a sort of wild rocker with his treatment of Early Good Morning, Early One Morning, and on the Sweet England album, 9 years ago now. He's moved a bit to the mainstream since then, and now these two have come together with this strange electric folk rock band, which is, I think, highly, highly original, with this mixture of electric guitars and different influences, and the way they treat songs which have, you know, 19th century influences on many of them. That is terrific.
So do you think that they've... you get a lot of kind of collaborations and people pairing up and coming out with an album and stuff, but do you think these guys, Sam and Jim, have really kind of hit on a whole new sound?
I hope so, certainly. I mean, as you say, there are lots of collaborations in the whole folk world at the moment, which is very, very exciting. I mean, lots of projects like the Elizabethan Session and the Cecil Sharp Project, all things like that, which different musicians get together, and out of that new bands emerge. I mean, we've had Leverett with Andy Cutting and Sam Sweeney earlier this year. But this one is kind of going back to folk rock and really gutsy folk rock and doing it in a very original way.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, I said earlier on that it must be very difficult to pick an album. I find it hard enough to sort of whittle down the songs for the programme. I mean, what... What's kind of hit your desk, and why did this one kind of stand out for you?
Well, everything hits the desk. I mean, there's masses and masses of stuff, as you know. I mean, I really, really like the Sambatori album we were playing earlier. I've been playing it a lot. I think it's terrific. Well, there's a Tariff to Haidu albums, you know, the new generation of them is all right, they're doing okay. What else have we listened to? Kalu Du, we've just been playing, which is a little bit too commercial for me. I think he's trying too hard, he's got a great voice. But this one I liked because it was totally fresh and totally unexpected. I really like the way in which the singing is absolutely straightforward, very English. They're sticking to the narrative, they're not going off doing anything, you know, clever with that. They're singing absolutely straight, they're sticking to the story, you know what the song's about, and then they bring in all these different effects. I think it works really well.
I mean, that song there, Crossing the Bar, was is a Tennyson.
It's Tennyson. With music by an American bluegrass player. It's not exactly bluegrass.
Didn't strike me as being bluegrass.
A lady called Rani Arbo wrote the music for it, apparently, in the late 90s. And they've kind of redone it. And, you know, it's probably totally different than what she thought it would ever end up as. And what Tennyson would think, I have no idea.
That's brilliant.
Let alone the video, which has Sam Carter in outer space, which is very curious.
Yes, I was watching that earlier on on the screen. Yes, I think it must be the first world music video I've ever seen.
Rather limited, the video, but not sure what it has to do with the song, but good fun anyway.
Sam in an astronaut's helmet in space with lots of flashing lights. Maybe the false lights, that's where it comes from, Robin. You're going to play another track from the album. What's it going to be?
OK, this one is called The Indian's Petition, and this again has an American angle and a 19th century angle. It's a shape note hymn. We'll talk about that in a minute, if you like. From 1866, from a book called The Christian Harmony. And this is a much more less sort of aggressive, more harmonious treatment of it. And it goes like this.
What a lovely song there, called The Indian's Petition, from Force Light's album Salvo, which is Robin's album of the month. Robin, you were going to talk about, you said that that song's a shape note hymn. Tell me a little bit about shape notes.
Shape note hymns, yeah. Right. They were an American style that developed in the 19th century to try and encourage community singing. So when you have a sheet music, you have staves, you have dots and the other music, so forth. With shape note music, they have symbols on the notes. So you have a square for one note, a sort of triangle facing one way for another note on the bottom of the stave. And so people could learn what the notes were and where they're supposed to sing by looking at the symbols as well as reading the music. So it was a way of simplifying it. And this was a big deal in America, particularly in the 19th century. And
so it's not a different style of singing, it's just a different way to read.
Yes,
the music.
But it developed its own style and harmony singing as a result of that. So it became a sort of, you know, a lot of hymns were developed in the shape note tradition. And this came from a hymn book called The Christian Harmony, which was compiled by a William Walker, who is a Baptist, in Carolina. And he was he produced a whole load of shape note hymns that have slowly become more popular. Sam Carter got into shape notes in a big way. His recent solo albums have had shape note hymns in them along with his own songs, and I'm sure he probably brought the shape note idea into this new band.
Yeah. Do you know anything about how the two of them kind of got the idea together to form this group, or even what the band's name, False Lights, right? Where
False
that name
Lights.
Comes from.
Yeah, I suspect they met in a bar the way that folkies do and got together and started chatting and decided it would be a great idea, and they had a lot in common. I've no idea. That's what usually happens. And the band title is, I gather, inspired by a novel about 18th century wreckers who lured ships onto the rocks. So that's a gloomy
sort of
title,
sirens,
which ties in with many of the songs which had to do with, well, the three I'm playing are all to do with death and fairly gloomy. But
lovely.
Oh, no, just cheer up. Cheer
us up on a cold winter's
exactly,
evening.
Exactly.
Do you think that this group is going to kind of establish itself, you know, sort of stand the test of time, because there are a lot of great collaborations, but they come and they go, and it kind of...
Of course. You know. It's hard to tell. What's different about this band is it's a return to folk rock, which we haven't had for a bit. I mean, there have been bands like Trembling Bells, terrific, I like them a lot. But this is a new sort of gutsy electric approach to folk rock, inspired, you know, post-punk, post-Radiohead, you know, indie rock and the rest of it. And on this showing, they're rather good. What matters, of course, is what they sound like live, as with all bands all poke bands. And I suspect they're going to sound rather good live because they're both very good live performers.
Their voices sound great together.
They do. The harmonies are lovely, aren't they? They're really good. And so you've got the mixture of the harmonies and the gentler side, as on that song, and a whole lot of raucous electric batting around playing, and a great love of the songs, which are never lost in the whole process. So I'm looking forward enormously to seeing them live, and I think it should work well. I hope so.
They're going to... I think they've got the sort of debut gig in August or something.
I think it's before, isn't it? But I don't know. I'll have a look. I haven't got it in front of me.
Look online.
Sorry.
In fact, I was reading Sam's blog, and he calls this music loud folk.
Loud folk, very good. That wasn't very loud, that one. But,
no. So the final track, you said that the two so far have been kind of deathly. This one actually is called...
Let's cheer up even more. This one's actually called Oh Death. It's very cheerful, isn't it? And this is an American spiritual. And I last heard this on an album I was listening to a few weeks back by Bessie Jones and the Georgia Sea Island singers, who you may remember were a great gospel group from Georgia in the States from the 50s and 60s. And Bessie Jones became a huge star. She was recorded by Alan Lomax, and her version of Oh Death was a sort of, you know, gospel plea, please may I not die yet. But the False Lights version is rather different.
That I can't see with icy hands takes hold of me. Well, I am deaf, none can excel. I hold the key to heaven or hell. Oh, death, oh, death, won't you spare me over for another year? Well, I have come to take your soul, to leave your body and leave it cold. Drop the flesh right off your frame. The earth and worms both have their claim. Oh, death, oh, death, won't you spare me over for another year? Oh, death, consider my age. Pray do not take me at this stage. My wealth is all at your command, if you but move your icy hand. Oh, death, oh, death, won't you spare me over for another year? Satisfies me but your soul. The young, the old, the rich, the poor alike with me will have to go. Oh, death, oh, death, won't you spare me over for another year? Oh, death, oh, death, won't you spare me over for another year?
Album of the month, as chosen by Robin Denzo. Robin, thanks very much. It's been fantastic having you in the studio tonight. The album's called Salver. The band is False Lights, which is a pairing of two of folk music's big names into a new package. As I mentioned earlier, on the first Friday of every month, we're going to be inviting a music lover into the studio to give us their top pick. It could be a journalist like Robin, or a TV personality, a novelist, musician or composer. The list of possibilities is endless. But I can promise you it'll be someone whose opinion you'll be delighted to hear. And so back to my other guests in the studio, Tangoistas, Corte de Fuego and Jesús Hidalgo. And it's time for their heritage track. This is where we've asked them to sort of pick a tune, pick a piece that has really meant something to them. What is the track that you guys have picked? Matías.
Yes, the track is A Fuego Lento. It is Horacio Salgan's composition. Horacio Salgan is, to me, the best piano player. And he's an excellent composer, an excellent arranger. You know, he is awesome. So I chose this composition played by Astor Piazzolla. Astor Piazzolla, of course, is very well known in all over the world, and I don't have to say many things
much about him.
Yes, because he was a genius. So that's this combination is so important for tango, because they did tango different in a different way. So I love the way they see the tango. It's nuevo tango.
Yes. Which is basically what Astor Piazzolla had sort of.
That's it.
He changed the way of tango compositions.
The difference between Salgan and Piazzolla is that Horacio Salgan did everything to stay in tango, but Piazzolla didn't. He wanted to go away of tango, but they are still tango. So
great.
I like that.
Well, this is a great piece then, because it's two, you know, of the big names of tango who are kind of battling it out on, mm-hmm. on one
yeah,
tune.
Yeah, and this group that of Piazzolla's, it's his octeto, which is octet, and it's like his quintet, but it's with a string quartet. So the strings are a lot richer, and
also there is electric guitar. And yeah.
Oh, very that modern, was, that a very was, modern arrangement then.
Yes,
yeah.
It
yeah.
Was.
Well, let's have a listen to it. It's A Fuego Lento, and it's being played by Astor Piazzolla's Octeto Buenos Aires. Pioneer of Nuevo Tango, Astor Piazzolla and his Octeto Buenos Aires and A Fuego Lento, the song picked by my guest tonight as their heritage track. It is something, as I said earlier on, that we ask all the artists on the programme to do. So we thought that every week we'll put these tracks onto a World on Three playlist on the BBC Playlister. We'll keep adding the heritage tracks week by week, building the playlist and also add a snippet from the guests who chose it too. If you want to know more about Playlister and perhaps create your own playlist, it's relatively easy. Just go to BBC Playlister and click on the downward pointing arrow for a drop-down menu. All of your choices and a step-by-step guide on how it works and what to do is there. It really is pretty straightforward. But let's get back to the music and Corte de Fuego and Jesús Hidalgo. They're going to sing a song now that's called Como Dos Extraños, Like Two Strangers.
La soledad y el miedo enorme de morir lejos de ti. Qué ganas tuve de llorar sintiendo junto a mí la burla de la realidad. Y el corazón me suplicó que te buscara y que le diera tu querer. Me lo pedía el corazón y entonces te busqué creyéndote mi salvación. Y ahora que estoy frente a ti, parecemos a veces dos extraños. Lección que por fin aprendí, cómo cambian las cosas los años. Angustia de saber, muerta ya, la ilusión y la fe. Perdón si me ves lagrimear, los recuerdos me han hecho mal. Palideció la luz del sol al escucharte fríamente conversar. Fue tan distinto nuestro amor y duele comprobar que todo terminó. Qué gran error volverte a ver para llevarme destrozado el corazón. Son mil fantasmas que al volver burlándose de mí las horas de ese muerto ayer. Y ahora que estoy frente a ti, parecemos a veces dos extraños. Lección que por fin aprendí, cómo cambian las cosas los años. Angustia de saber muertas ya, la ilusión y la fe. Perdón si me ves lagrimear, los recuerdos me han hecho mal.
Delight to two strangers, como dos extraños. If I can ask Matthias and Christine to join me back here at the table. Christine is the violinist and Matthias Fechin on piano. Tell me something, Tavi. Tango has got this real stereotype now, has it? I mean, it's got this. At one level, it's a bit of a pastiche, and yet it still remains quite kind of sincere and honest. It's a strange.
That's because it's a social dance. So you have the stage, everything, you know, the super fancy dresses and the girls with their fishnet tights and the hairs pulled back, and you have this, and then you have the movie version, which is like the rose in the mouth, which has absolutely nothing to do with tango whatsoever.
Yeah.
It's just for the movies. That's more of like ballroom. But then in Argentina, in all of the neighborhoods, which they call barrio, in every barrio has its own milongas. And the milonga is a social dance. It's where people go to dance tango together. And there are thousands of them all over the city, in everything from social clubs to a really nice restaurant. Well, maybe loan out part of or a hall upstairs or something. They're all over the place, and there's a lot of younger kids that are renting old warehouses and redoing them so we can perform new tango music, because there's a lot of stuff being performed now. And then they also have milongas in their places. You know, they'll bring in a wood floor, but there's so many people and a lot of tourists that come in from all over the world to dance tango, to learn tango.
Well, you know, I was going to ask you about that about new writers on the scene. I mean, you know, Piazzolla has really kind of stolen the show as far as tango, modern day tango, is concerned. Are there new writers coming up and new composers?
Oh yeah,
yes, there are. Yeah, a lot. But you know, this is something that is gonna have more importance with time, because if not, you know, it's like being I don't know how to say that, but we are just making tango now, yeah. But it doesn't have the importance because the history is happening.
Yeah, so, it's like, you know, when John Coltrane played in the Village Vanguard, he had maybe 10 people there listening to him. When Piazzolla played in certain theaters, he maybe had a hand 20, 25 people there listening. Mm-hmm. And now if Piazzolla were to go play, I mean, he died in 92, and he got a lot more fame outside. He played in Montreal Jazz Festival, he played in New York, he played in Italy, and he toured all over the world, and he got famous outside of Argentina, and then he was accepted back in Argentina, but people in Argentina didn't really like it, and
he
they don't
accepted.
Call it tango.
Yeah.
And the social dance is quite a bit more reserved, what the people like to dance to, because you're close.
Yes.
And so the music is a lot more straightforward, and they have the old tangos. It's kind of like the people that go out to dance swing music or do mm-hmm. some ballroom dancing. You listen to the same old guys.
Yes, because of the rhythm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Modern rhythms are not so good for dancing, maybe.
Yeah.
It depends how you see that, because they are used to that, so they don't want to change. So.
But it sounds as though, you know, tango really is still a kind of thriving and dynamic music and dance form.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. Definitely. And there's so many variations of stuff going on in Buenos Aires. There's clubs that cater more to the new music people. And they're basically just, you know, small concert venues, mm-hmm. and people go out to hear new tango being composed. I play in a couple of different orchestras there where it's all brand new compositions.
And what is also happening is that there are some spaces to improvise tango, what is very good.
Oh.
So it is
really
cool.
Yeah, they're starting tango jam sessions.
It's like another way of composition. So I celebrate that because it's so good. And
wonderful. Well, you're going to play one more song for us tonight, aren't you?
Great.
Yes, we are.
Tell me a little bit about it. Is this one of the new composers?
No.
No, Sentimiento Gaucho is an old tango.
Old tango.
But I made an arrangement for that. Okay. So.
Sentimiento gaucho, which means
sentimental cowboy.
Okay. Yes, it's like that, because a gaucho is it's like a cowboy, but it is called like that in Argentina.
A campesino, like somebody who works on his ranch, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like a cowboy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Great, and it's your own arrangement of an
It's my own arrangement, so it's something I'm trying to do. That's the way I feel tango, so I hope you like it.
Wonderful. Well, thank you very much, Matthias and
welcome.
And Christine. And thank you to the rest of the members of Cuarteto de Fuego from coming in this evening, straight from their show at the Peacock Theatre in Sadler's Wells. Here is a old tango called Sentimiento Gaucho that Matthias has given a new twist to. Bravo. What a delight. Cuarteto Fuego. And thanks also to Jesus Hidalgo, who sang for us earlier. They're all currently performing at the Sadderswells Peacock Theatre in London until the 14th of February. Do go see them if you get a chance. I'm Lapa Kotari, and this is World on Three. Looking at the time, I think we can squeeze in another track from the Hungarian band that I played first this evening. This is The Sky is Red from Mesecinko, Eastern European Folk Meets the East. You'll see what I mean.
Let
Messerchenko and The Sky is Red from their album Kinnealoch. And so for our first ever contribution from BBC Introducing, this really is a standout track. Congratulations to Nazim Zeryab, who came to live and study in London just a few years ago from Algeria. He's beginning to build his network of musicians and get his name out there. But as many of you know, it can be quite a struggle. So hopefully playing his song on the programme tonight will be a catalyst for good things to happen. This is a song called Chaka Chuka.
ليش يسوى الليل بدون خمار؟ ليش يسوى العود بدون وتر؟
What a great song there, Chuka Chuka. I particularly like the syncopated rhythms. Modern Arabic grooves from Nazim Ziryab, the first song we've picked to play from the songs you uploaded onto BBC Introducing. Do send us information on where you might be performing, and we'll try and come along and see you at a gig. So a reminder to all you budding artists out there, upload your tunes for us to hear. We promise to listen to every single one of them, and we will select the best of them to play on the programme. Just go to BBC Introducing and start uploading. And here's one that we prepared earlier, to use a well-known phrase. It's a gem from the BBC Radio 3's own treasure trove, our World Music Archive. Dipping into the archive is a bit like being a kid in chocolate heaven combined with a rabbit in the headlights. There's a lot to choose from. Tonight, we've got a song from the Bibilang group of Papua New Guinea, recorded by the Radio 3 team in 2010. The group live in Tembin Village on the island of New Ireland, and their tribe used to be headhunters. This is a gentle-sounding song, Sogosok. You'd never believe it was all about taking revenge on rival tribes. Well, from the Bibilang group, one of the gems in our archive, to Boubacar Traoré, a precious stone of Africa. Now in his 70s, he's got a new album out. It's called Balimau. It was recorded at the famous Bogolan Studios in Bamako in his native Mali. And it is a graceful and elegant example of Boubacar's personal blend of the blues. This is Bembaliso, featuring longtime friend and collaborator Vincent Boucher on harmonica.
Bembaliso de ye ta yo te aum paye doye kono bafra nyenge kono ninye doye kono nimina nyenge kono baye doye kono bafra nyenge kono ninye doye kono nimina dunia kera bembali sode ye tayo rote auna dunia kera bembali sode ye tayo rote auna. E dunia kera bembali sode ye tayoro te aum. E dunia kera bembali sode ye tayoro te aum. Ntara frafina yala nyekele. Tara fragela yala nyekele. E dunia kera bembali sode ye tayoro te aum.
I love that song, Kufri. Slovakia meets China. The group is called simply Banda, and they like to give a twist to old folk tunes. Well, that's it for another Friday night. You've been listening to World on Three with Laura Bagotari. Next week, Marianne Kennedy takes over the mic, and we'll have for you our concert of the month, which is Belize's Aurelio recording in New York just a few months ago in November. I'm going to end tonight with another track from Samba Touré, and on it, Samba sings with his friend and fellow musician Ahmed Ag Kaidi from Tuareg band Amanar. It's called Woyekati, Come Back Home, a soft, uplifting song of hope and reconciliation. Till next time, good night.
Kala wana guna nyai joyo purga mara kasei sei sei kaboi banda banda sei sei kaboi banda banda sei sei kaboi banda banda ay wai me ayi dida ay har me ayi dida amadi
Listening to BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM on digital and online. The time is 1 o'clock. Hello and welcome to Through the Night here on Radio 3. I'm Katriona Young and I'm starting tonight with a celebration of one of the world's great orchestras, the Amsterdam Royal Concertgebouw. Not a concert exactly, but performances from the archives, all supervised by their chief conductor throughout the 1990s, Ricardo Chailly. We'll hear them in a typically wide variety of repertoire, from Tchaikovsky to Leonard Bernstein, via one of their own native composers, Tristan Kuris. They gave the world premiere of his organ concerto in 1993. But before we hear that, here they are in 1995 with Wagner, music from Goethe-Dämmerung.